You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is Wednesday, August 27th, 2025. I hope you're doing well. I am doing spectacularly well, actually. First of all, I apologize for my voice not being up to snuff tonight because I was out drinking and karaokeing, and I screamed several songs to the wrong audience, by the way. I sang white classics in front of a bunch of black people, but I was drunk and had a great time and rocked the house. So a lot of people were like going, God, they were complimenting me for my crazy antics last night. So, but anyway, enough about my embarrassments in public. I didn't really share this on the podcast or anywhere else, but I was actually homeless for a couple of weeks, and I suddenly everything came together. I went from homeless, not having a job, and not having a car, to having a new car, a new high-rise apartment, and a new job that's a very good job, and I'm going to be making a lot of money with this job. So I don't know. Life is a roller coaster, I guess. I don't know. What do you want to say? Anyway, I'm in a pretty good mood. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. First of all, before I get started, I wanted to say that the Discord that we have going, the Hierarchy Discord, the link is on the website, hierarchyuniversity.com. In the link section, you'll see a permanent link to the new Discord. I rebuilt this from scratch. The previous one was not working correctly, and so I rebuilt it, and it's really, really turning out to be a fantastic experience. I must say, anybody who was part of the first Discord I had a couple years ago, let's say 2020, 2021, something like that, that was a pretty good Discord server. We had a large community and whatnot, but it wasn't very clean. It wasn't very organized at all, but this is very highly organized and it's very productive. We have rooms for hypno and other types. We have a FinDom space in there, so there's all kinds of interests being catered to, and it's very, very good, and the community is very, very good. I was originally going to charge for the Discord, but because I want people to be accountable, but there's no charge. It's free. I encourage everybody, alpha or faggot, to come join. So, anyway. What I want to talk about tonight is I kind of want to zero in a little bit more on faggots and their journey, you know. because I've had a couple of faggots that I've been talking to, you know, given my wider than normal social network around this whole thing, I get lots and lots of people coming to me and asking me questions in private and whatnot. And so I've been getting a few questions recently from faggots who are struggling to let go and just be, accept being a faggot. Like there's a lot of shame that they feel and they are struggling to let go. And honestly, like there's no way that you can actually be a successful faggot if you're not willing to let go. And it's probably the hardest thing that a faggot has to do come to accept that you're not ever going to be equal to men. You are not meant to live a life like a man lives or an alpha lives. And you are not meant to have the things that that normal men, quote unquote normal men, and normal alphas have, right? And I think that, you know, for a lot of faggots that I talk to, they're struggling to actually just allow themselves to experience the fullness of being a faggot. There was one fag, he's struggling to even call himself a faggot right now, but where he was saying that he just can't submit because he just is afraid. He's so afraid that if he does certain things, that's going to make him a faggot. As if, you know, you put a quarter in a machine, suddenly you pop a faggot. Like, it doesn't work like that. Surrender is part of your nature. Submission is part of your nature. It's not the act itself that defines whether or not you're a faggot. It's what you are inside already. You were born a faggot. You know, you have these feelings and these yearnings because you are a faggot. And if you're not able to accept that part, which is the most obvious part, right? Because you've lived with it your whole life as sort of like a, like the white noise of your life. It's always been there, this kind of ache, this this interest that keeps gnawing away at you. That has nothing to do with the acts you do. The acts you do are an outcropping of that original feeling. And it's that original feeling that defines you as a faggot. In my book, Are You a Faggot? The questions that conclude the book, the test, you know, that self-help test that is in the book, those questions aren't necessarily about acts. They're about the desire for the acts. And then I wrote it specifically like that because I wanted to nail that part down. There's no escaping. Because, like, lots of faggots don't do, you know, they don't eat alpha shit, or they don't lick ass, or they don't, worship feet or whatever. They don't, there's lots of things that they don't do that other faggots do. The act is not the thing. It's the submission to, the need to submit. The recognition of inferiority pleasure or the fulfillment you get when you do submit, or when a superior man or an alpha recognizes you for what you are. There's a twinge of recognition, of pleasure and satisfaction that you're seen and you're understood. That is where that's what defines you as a faggot. It's not the depraved acts you do behind a dumpster at 1 a.m, okay, outside of a gay club or whatever. It's the day-to-day yearning and craving to submit. And, like, this is the kind of the primary problem here, because when these faggots have come to me saying that they're struggling with surrendering to an alpha or serving an alpha, it's because they're trying to fight against being defined by their actions, but they're already defined by what they are before the actions. They're defined by the cravings that led them to those actions, and they don't understand that. you know, you can't escape this. All right? It's inescapable. You were born a faggot, and you have to embrace that. You know, it's really the only way forward. Now, the good news is that once you do embrace it, and you do allow it to kind of manifest in your life, you start to take certain actions that lead to you more fully embracing and living out what's inside of you. And when you do that, there's pleasure and there's fulfillment and there's peace. And it's so hard. I say it to you because I've lived it. Like I have served as a faggot for 30 years. I had those feelings before I started serving alphas, but I didn't really understand them. It wasn't until an alpha forced me to recognize what I was supposed to be and me embracing it. That's what has to happen for every faggot. And if they're not willing to do that, then you're going to end up basically running in place for the rest of your life, treading water for the rest of your life. And I don't think anybody wants to live like that. And I don't think anybody should want to live like that. I mean, it might be safer to some degree to live in denial, to dismiss those feelings inside of you as just a fetish or something, or a mistake. But the thing is, your feelings are not a mistake. It's what you were born to be. And living in denial of that, it shapes all of your actions going forward. And the thing is, like, they're non-actions. Can you understand what I mean? Like, the most successful people in the world are people who take action. They have a motivating force inside of them, an idea or a feeling or whatever. And then they take action on those things, and it comes to fruition, or it doesn't necessarily at first, and so they make adjustments and they keep working at it to bring it to fruition. But first comes the impulse inside of them, whatever drives them, and then they take action. What most faggots are doing is they have this drive, but they do nothing about it because of fear or whatever. Or because they're in denial of it. They're in denial of those initial feelings. So they don't take action. And they end up going nowhere. Because instead of taking action, they're taking inaction. And that is just a catastrophic choice. And so I recognize that it's not an easy thing. You know, not everybody is capable, really, of doing what I'm describing here. It's hard, but it's necessary. You know, so like I propose like something like this for any faggots that are listening to this. You know, I want you to write down in a kind of a journal entry or something. Describe your feelings. What are these things that keep you up at night, that keep gnawing away at you, or when you're masturbating, what you're thinking of, or whatever? I want you to like write this down and like think about those words you write. If you're capable of doing automatic writing, which is just not thinking and just writing words, I encourage doing that. I have done it, and it's amazing what comes out. But regardless, just write down, try to describe your your submission, you know, or try to describe where you're at with that submission. Use single words, even, you know, just try to blurt out some words to try to get a grip on what it is that you don't have, what you feel like you need to have, things like that. It just isn't kind of an exercise. You don't have to keep this if you don't want to, or you can send the list to me if you want, whatever. But it's important for faggots to kind of take stock of this, where they're at. Why have you not achieved the things you want to achieve? Why don't you have a master? Why don't you have an alpha? Why haven't you had any experience yet? Why have you not reached out and become a domestic faggot or whatever? I think it's important to take stock of that. And I encourage all of you faggots out there to do that. Just do it for yourself, you know. But you have to embrace this. You have to. Even if it's to embrace it and then let it go. Let's say, I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. It's not for me. You know, whatever. Kind of come to grips with it one way or the other. Even rejecting it is taking an action, right? But you have to take action. Because being a faggot is not about inaction. It's about service. It's about action. It's about the act of submitting to a man and serving him, you know. And so I just encourage that for all of you, okay? It concerns me because I've been writing on this space for a long time, and I think I've been pretty clear about the importance of this, but I don't know if I ever really dialed in on it like I am now. But this is like the, I'm talking about the flashpoint of your submission, where at the beginning of it, you know. And I want you guys to really think about this, you know, and actually try to take some time to meditate on it. Don't use any poppers, don't masturbate, just think about that, you know. And get back to me if you want to, you know. You guys all know I'm here for you, so. Anyway, that's all I've got for today. Again, I encourage you to join the Hierarchy Discord. The link is on the website. And of course, you can contact me on Twitter, X, and other channels. Of course, I'm everywhere. So, but I hope that this helps somebody. You know, I really do. I love you guys. So have a good weekend. I will talk to you next Wednesday, okay? Love ya. Bye.